Good morning.
Hi, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I was looking for Barry Blank, please.
That's me.
Hi, Barry. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I work with Nicole here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. She's actually out of the office today. I've worked with her for several years, though. She asked me to reach out to you on your file. Is now an okay time to speak with you?
Sure.
Let me give you my phone number in case we get disconnected.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 858. My name is Ruben Goldstein.
Ruben Goldstein. Okay, 85858.
No, sorry, 858.
Uh-huh.
866.
866.
9102.
Right.
And I just want to go over a few quick things since your file's approved, and then kind of give you some options here.
I'm listening.
The first thing I want to verify is about how much capital are you looking for right now?
Well, this is what I want to do. I wanted to reduce it because I wanted to try and say, because I know she said pretty much whatever I wanted, like to 150. But I'm thinking about 50 to start out with for a year and wanted to know because I have she knows I've been working with another company who's been quoting me.
Okay.
You know, but I don't really want to take the money because it always creates other issues.
Okay.
You know, it's we don't get the 50 for the whole year. We get the 50 less a 1 week payment, then a 2 week payment, then a 3 week payment, and by half a year, you've paid back half the money.
Okay.
And you don't have the money to work with the way you would in a typical loan. So I do understand it, and I wanted to know what, because this other company was quoting us a really decent rate on 50 for 1 year.
Can I ask what you were quoted?
At 9,000.
So you borrow 50 and you take back 9?
50, right. I'm 99% sure it was 9. Wouldn't have been 8.
Okay. And this is the first time you've done one of these loans, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you mind if I give you a little feedback?
Go ahead.
The first thing is, so what are you using this money for potentially?
Inventory.
Inventory. Okay.
I'm just going to be buying and flipping it and turning and using the money. That's the only thing it's going to be used for.
So it's
where
more of a.
Go ahead.
It's more of an opportunity loan, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, this is what I would tell you, and this is kind of from my experience, and I'd like to give you some feedback. I think the kind of what you're getting at, Barry, is, look, I've got an opportunity to borrow this money, but if I start paying a tremendous amount of interest, I might not have specifically the margins to support this need, and so doing something smaller might be better for me if the cost is lower, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Here's the feedback I give to you. We've got you approved at what's called our special pricing program, which there's no kind of salesmanship. It's highly aggressive pricing we use in a competitive situation. We can use that pricing up to $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this generally over 12, 13, or 15 months. And it's going to actually be a similar, it's going to be slightly more expensive, but very competitive what you're paying on the 50. My whole thought process is, and I've been with our firm for 9 years, is this. Since this is you've never done one of these loans, correct?
No.
Here's the only kind of flip side. Oftentimes a customer will get one of these loans, and they'll be drawn in by the cheaper interest rate. And then 6 months later, or 3 months later, they'll call us and they'll say, hey, look, I really need the extra money. And then they end up having to do a refinance. It gets messy. They have to do a lot of prepaid interest. And so my thought is, if you're looking for 150, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as the terms are reasonable. What I'd like to do is offer you some very good pricing at 150 and get your feedback on it.
I'm listening.
Okay. So I believe I can go out to 15 months here, but let me double check. So let's take a look at this. If you're looking at 150, and that's in a perfect world, the terms were kind of the amount you're shopping for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can probably offer you 150 at a payback on over a year of 181.5. So if you borrow 150, the payback over 1 year should be 181.5. And it sounds like you're borrowing, your other offer right now is 50. And you're paying back.
Well, no, that was just another option that they would work with.
Okay.
Hold on.
I think, you know, I'll tell you this. We have a 0% interest credit card for 12 months. And if it really comes down to rate, we can give someone free money in a sense. But I would be able to offer you the full 150 at a payback of 181.5, which is, just to give you a comparison, you're paying your offer is $9,000 to pay back 50, whereas you're tripling that, and the triple is 27, whereas this payback is 31.5. So it's a very similar cost, but more importantly, we're giving you the full amount of capital. If you looked at it over, say, is the longer term appealing to you or no?
It gets more expensive.
Well, not necessarily. So not hugely expensive, but if you wanted, would it be attractive to you to borrow the money over a longer period of time or no? Or are you trying to shoot for a year?
There's no one way or the other.
Okay. Just to kind of give you the numbers, if we assume, say, like a 15-month period, or if we say assume a 13-month period, the 13-month period on 150 would be a 184.5. And if we assume
Hold on just one second.
Take your time.
And signed items by Tiffany, Rolex, Cartier, and more. Our professional appraisers will evaluate your items in a private room right in front of you and make you the highest cash offer with no pressure to sell. National Estate will never ask you how much you want. It's unethical to ask. When you accept...
Hello.
Hi.
I just got good results on a diamond in GIA.
Nice.
Amazing. It's like, this is the type of things that we hope for, and I never expected it.
Well, you always want to take a win.
No, it was a win-win, both on the color and the clarity.
Okay.
So
there you go. I would tell you that if, from my experience, and Nicole's been here for quite a while, to say the least. My experience is when it's really not. I can give you 50K and I can beat your current offer, but I don't want to. I don't want to talk you into like. I don't want to sell you into doing a cheaper loan because you're enticed by saving 1%. I think if you're looking for 150, it's really the appropriate avenue to go that amount. And I've got a pretty attractive offer on the table for you here, but for the full 150.
I hear you. I hear you. And give me just a minute.
No worries. Take your time. And keep in mind, there's no fees on this transaction, no origination fees, so you get the full 150.
Okay. I can actually forward you this if you want me to. This is the actual offer that the guy was offering on 150. So you want me to just forward you the email so you can see it?
Yeah, I mean, you can send it straight to Nicole, and I have it.
He was doing 15 months, 12 and 15 months, because I talked to him about it. But his 12 month was 177, and his 15 month was 181.5. Was that what you just said?
Sorry?
Was your 15 months 181.5?
That's traditionally our 12-month period, but I'd like to see your offer. I mean, we can beat anyone.
I'll send you the whole email, okay? I'll tell you, the reason I'm looking to working with you is the other company, and you'll see who it is, doesn't have as great feedback.
Okay.
So where do you want me to send it?
You know what you can do? You could send it to, you can just send it actually to Nicole's email. I have access to it. Because you already have hers on hand. My email's really, really, really long.
It just went. It's been sent.
Okay. And when are you looking to make a decision, by the way? Hello? 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 Hello?